It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Climate activists praise President Biden's move to pause new oil and gas leases on public lands, but some public land experts are unsure how much it will accomplish by itself. University of Colorado law professor Mark Squillace says demand for oil crashed during the pandemic and will likely continue trending downward.
It's putting a halt, at least for the time being, to new leasing. But it's a halt to new leasing at a time when there really isn't a whole lot of demand for oil and gas development.
Squillace says there are still more than 1 million acres of public land in Colorado that's already leased for oil and gas drilling and going unused. Denver police made arrests in an arson case that killed 5 family members last summer. Denverites Esteban Hernandez has more.
Police Chief Paul Pazin said on Wednesday the department arrested 3 teenage boys the agency believes intentionally set a fire in the city's Green Valley Ranch neighborhood. The teens are being held for an investigation of first-degree murder. The fire killed 5 members of a Senegalese-American family, including 2 young children. Mayor Michael Hancock says the arson case hit him to the core.
This was one of the most heinous crimes I've ever seen or witnessed in our city.
The police did not provide any details about a motive. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Latino Coloradans make up nearly 22% of the state's population and account for just 4% of those who have received the coronavirus vaccine. CPR's Andrea Dukakis says the data show these racial disparities, but
the numbers are complicated. Lots of those receiving early vaccines were frontline healthcare workers. Many are white. But even when you look at just the 70-plus group, there are large disparities. And there's some data, though, to suggest that Blacks and Latinos are less trusting of the vaccines. So that might be a factor, too.
That's CPR's Andrea Dukakis. This is CPR News.